In an orchard at the edge of a suburban back garden in central England, a fox was eating sour apples. It didn't appear to be enjoying the taste, and I wondered why it was doing it. Then when it moved, I could see it was dragging a front paw. I was some distance away, and not wanting to frighten the animal, I fetched my binoculars from the house. The poor creature had what appeared to be a rabbit snare attached to its leg. It must have been in excruciating pain, because the noose of silver wire had pulled tight down to the bone, and the paw itself was swollen to at least twice its normal size. Presumably the fox's predicament was preventing it from hunting or rummaging for food, so it had, in desperation, started to eat rotten windfall apples. It appeared hypersensitive and paranoid. It nervously twitched at the slightest breeze in the tree's branches, and cowered terrified when an inquisitive magpie fluttered too close. It soon detected my presence, despite the distance between us, and I watched as it slowly dragged itself away into the undergrowth of the adjoining fields beyond. And that could so easily have been the end of this story, but my brief glimpse of nature that had momentarily spilled from the fields into my suburban city domain stuck in my mind. We're an odd and varied lot, aren't we? The human race, I mean. Fellow men and women choose to cause suffering to foxes by hunting them down and terrifying them. Other fellow men and women choose to spend their spare time dedicated to averting pain and suffering of foxes. One such band of people belonging to the latter group even own a fox ambulance with a personalised number plate that seems to spell Reynard. I myself have taken the easy option and choose to be neutral, but I feel both camps are a bit extreme. However, if I can help prevent suffering of any living creature, I will. So I rang the fox ambulance. It wasn't long before they delivered a large metal cage trap to catch the animal should it return. Then it could be put out of its misery. I baited the trap with household scraps and checked it every few hours. After a month, we'd caught nearly every animal in the neighbourhood, including next door's cat, a visiting friend's inquisitive mongrel, and a varied collection of healthy Reynard characters, but alas, not the fox in question. I never saw that unfortunate fox again. Some might say that, considering the global scale of things, and the more important human suffering happening in the world, all the fuss I went to was a waste of time, and the plight of a solitary wild animal witnessed in a garden in central England insignificant. Or put another way, I suppose some might say I was a bit extreme too. But that's just me.